As we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Baaloscha Tafshinayin Ches, I'd like to learn together a piece of Nesivos Shalom, which appears on page 47 in the Sefer, and page 48 as well, where the Slonim Rebbe presents very, very basic and fundamental yesodos in growth, something that needs to be reviewed time and time again. And I want to dedicate the learning to the yard site of my wife's grandmother, Baba Rabba. She was lovingly known by the grandchildren and great-grandchildren, Yehudis Sheva Bas Betzalel, and Amir Tzashem, the Torah that we learned should be Lila Nishmasa. Pasuk says in Perek Tes, in this week's Parsha, a series of psukim, the Torah describes, V'yom ha-kimas ha-mishkan, on the day the Mishkan was established, was erected, Kisa ha-anon es ha-mishkan la-oel ha-edus, a cloud hovered over the Mishkan. Uva-erev, and in the evening, as opposed to Uva-yom, as opposed to by day, Uva-erev yal ha-mishkan kamari esh ar-boker. There was a pillar of fire that illuminated the nighttime until the morning. And the next pasuk continues, Kenya Tamid, that's how it was regularly, Vigomer. And a few psukim later, again, all paraphrasing here from the Slonim Rebbe, Alpia Hashem Yachnu, Alpia Hashem Yiso. A few psukim later, it tells us again that when the Jewish people were ready to travel, so they would travel and they would camp in accordance with the word of Hashem. And there's two, again, very fundamental ideas that emerge from these psukim. The Slonim Rebbe very often asks, as he does here, everything we read in the Torah, everything we encounter in Torah, every idea presented in Torah, is a message that's meant to be eternal for us. It's a lesson that's nitzchi. That's the very nature of the word Torah. Torah means an eternal teaching. So the question that he asks is, what does this mean to us? Again, in terms of the history of Klal Yisrael, it's interesting to know what it looked like by day, what it looked like in the evening, but there has to be a lesson, a very practical lesson, B'derech Hashem, that a Jew can learn from every line of the Torah. The Torah is not a history book, and history book certainly doesn't have the binding nature of Torah. So therefore, since we're learning Torah, we need to ask ourselves, what is the lesson, again, first and foremost, of the cloud by day and the fire by night, and perhaps more obviously, Al Pi Hashem Yachnu, Al Pi Hashem Yiso, the fact that they traveled in accordance with the will of Hashem, what does that teach us, and how does it inform us in our daily service of Hashem? So he begins again with a magnificent yesod. He says, "V'yesh lomar sheyom ha-kimas ha-mishkan merameis al mishkan ha-prati o'el shichin ba'adam." He says, when we think about the Mishkan, and Sefer Chassidus often emphasizes this, we have to think about the Mishkan not only in terms of the structure that stood in the Midbar once upon a time, but we need to think about our individual Mishkan, our personal Mishkan, that each and every one of us is trying to build, to make ourselves into a Mishkan. As the pasuk says, "V'asili mikdash v'shachanti b'socham, b'socho lo namar ela b'socham b'socho echad v'echad." As is quoted by the Al Shech Hakadosh, it doesn't cite the Al Shech here, but the Al Shech is well known. Cites this in the name of Chazal. Again, we don't have exactly this maimer Chazal, but "V'asili mikdash v'shachanti b'socham" is the Kadosh Baruch Hu's desire to dwell within us. It doesn't say b'socho; it says b'socham. Shu'tzivoy Hashem Yisparach shekol Yehudi yakim ba'atzmo beis hamikdash makom la'ashras hashchina. That Hashem wants us to turn each and every one of ourselves into a place, a divine dwelling place, a place where Hashem can feel at home, to make ourselves into a home for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Slonim Rebbe points out very interestingly in our pasuk that it doesn't say uvayom hakim Moshe es hamishkan. It doesn't emphasize in our pasuk Moshe's erecting of the Mishkan, but rather it speaks b'lashon nistar. It simply says, Uveyom Hakim es Mishkan, when a Mishkan is being erected. In the more passive, when a Mishkan will be erected. And that's a reference, says the Slonim Rebbe, Dekai al kol yachid habona es mishkano haprati. That refers to each and every one of us when we try to build our personal dwelling places, spiritual dwelling places, a place where Kodesh Baruch Hu can feel at home within each and every one of us. And therefore, says the Pasuk, Uveyom Hakim es Mishkan, ki saha anan es Mishkan. When a Jew tries to build a Mishkan, there is a cloud that covers over the Mishkan. Now, of course, every image can be zelu umazeh asa elokim, can be understood positively or more negatively. Of course, the image of a cloud could be an image of divine protection. The image of a fire could be a fire of Torah, a passionate flame of service of Hashem. But of course, there's the flip side as well. And one has to redirect the cloud to become a cloud of holiness and redirect the fire to be a fire of holiness, because of course anything in this world can be used positively and negatively. Torah itself is described by the Gemara in Maseches Yoma as a Sam HaChayim, as an elixir, as a potion for life. It could also be a sam hamisa, the Gemara says. So there's nothing in this world that has absolute qualities. It's very much a question of how we use it, the context in which it is used. So therefore, the Slatim Rebbe begins by explaining, you want to build a Mishkan, and that's beautiful. Every Jew should want to make himself or herself into a Mishkan. But invariably, there are going to be challenges in erecting a Mishkan, and building a dwelling place for the divine. And therefore, when a person tries to establish himself as a Mishkan, kasher Yehudi mekim es Mishkano miyad kamim alav nisyonos. As soon as a Jew tries to establish his Mishkan, he decides to dedicate himself or herself to Hashem, immediately one is confronted with many nisyonos. It's hard for me not to think of my wife's grandmother as a woman who overcame many of the dark clouds in her personal life, and many of the fires that confronted her, and many of the suffering, the personal suffering, the family loss that she encountered in her younger years, to become a pillar of strength, a fire of dedication to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a pillar of guidance for my wife's family, and for anyone who knew her. And there are nisyonos. That's invariably part, again, of the process of becoming a more refined and dedicated Jew. When a Jew wants to build the Mishkan, when I want to become a place where Hashem feels at home, there are going to be dark clouds. B'vachinas anan hamora al hester v'cheshkos. There are going to be challenges. There are going to be nisyonos that come in many different forms. And it's going to try to overshadow and to prevent my Mishkan from being properly built. Uve'erev yeh ala mishkan kamara esh. And what is the second image, says the Slonim Rebbe, says the Nesiv HaShalom, what is the second image of the fire by day? The fire, again, could be a very holy and pure fire, but the fire, of course, can be the fire by night can be a very holy and pure fire, but it could also be a very intimidating, a negative fire. Uve'erev yeh ala mishkan kamara esh. That in the evening there will be what has the appearance of fire. Erev hu zman his gabras hachomris v'hataivos sheyitzahara bo'er bo kemare esh. It's interesting. It's just such a fascinating thing to think about. That most negative things take place at night. There's more of a drive. There's more of a physical drive. A taiva, a desire that awakens itself. The yitzahara is more out of control at night. More crime takes place at night. And it's not just because it's dark outside and maybe it's easier to commit those crimes. But more illicit behavior takes place at night, more bad decisions take place at night. There's something in the darkness of night that causes the Yetzirah, that Eish, that burning negativity, that fire of negativity to flare up. And he explains here so beautifully that a Jew needs to know that this is part of life. Overcoming those dark clouds, overcoming those fiery moments, those fiery temptations of this world, the fiery desires that can lead us down the wrong path in life, that's very much a part of being alive. Rav Shlomo Volbe once commented, he said, if you look at a cardiogram, a person's hooked up to a cardiograph and it produces an image, a cardiogram, and a person is watching the machine. So what's the sign of life? The sign of life is anything but a flat line. A flat line is the worst sign. That's a sign of death. When the cardiogram is reading with this up and down and up and down and up and down, that's a sign of a healthy person. That's a sign of life. That's a sign of a heart that's still working, that's still functioning. So Rav Volbe said, the great Mashkiach, Rav Shlomo Volbe explained, that one of the signs of being alive is ups and downs, alios v'yeridos, the struggles of ascending one day and descending the next day and trying to work through that battle. Sometimes in life we wish it could just be a flatter terrain, but unfortunately a flat line is in fact a sign of death. It's a sign of a person who's no longer in the game of life. And therefore a Jew needs to know that, again, if you're facing dark clouds, if you're facing fires, so often when a person decides, I want to be more dedicated, I want to be more committed, immediately the Yetzirah comes in and confronts that individual. As Rabbi Nachman of Breslov explained so beautifully in Likutei Moharan, number 115, that there's going to be Midas Hadin, which confronts a person and challenges him and tests him to see if his commitment and his resolve to being a better Jew is real. So therefore, this is part of the process, says the Slonim Rebbe. Part of building a Mishkan is dealing with the clouds by day, dealing with the fires at night. Kamarumas behemshech ha-pasa, kein yeh tamid. That's what the Pasuk says. That's the very next pasuk. Kein yeh tamid, ha'anan yechasenu, mara esh laila. This is how it always is. And there's no way to get around the system. Shekachu ha-seder tamid b'chol yemei chayav shal Yehudi sh'over tamid nisyonos shal hester v'shal esh ha-yetzahara. There's going to be moments when the cloud obscures one's clarity, in recognizing Hashem in one's life. There's going to be fires, there's going to be Yetzer Haras that flare up here and there throughout the course of one's life. But eventually the cloud will be lifted and the Jew is able to travel, a Jew is able to move ahead. That all of those clouds are not because Hashem doesn't want you to succeed, God forbid, but part of navigating that darkness and navigating that Hester Panim, that confusion, working through the clouds, overcoming those fires, gives a person the true ability to move towards true goodness. Shekasher tistalek hacheshkos, when the darkness leaves, beis ha'alo sanan, when the cloud has been lifted, and all of a sudden the skies are clear, acherei chein yisau b'nei Yisrael. Then a Jew is able to travel, az yisau v'yalim madrega l'madrega, a Jew grows from one level to the next, and that cheshkos itself, mevia acher kach l'or gadol. It's that darkness itself that paves the way for the great light that follows. Which is a comment, he's saying it here in Lashon HaKodesh, but it's really an idea that's found explicitly in the Zohar, that leis nahora, there's no light, except the light that emerges from chashocha. There could be no true illumination except one that comes from darkness. This is the process of life, and it's something that we all have to face. And again, just knowing it, says the Slonim Rebbe, will help us to do a better job navigating these regular challenges of daily life. K'masha amru chazal, asar nisyonos nisnasa Avram Avinu va'amad b'kulam. Avram Avinu, take for a model the first Jew to discover HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avram Avinu was tested with 10 tests, va'amad b'kulam, and he stood through all of them. That lashon of va'amad b'kulam means that he rose through all of them. He was lifted up through all of them. He was able to maintain his composure and not be broken by those nisyonos. Again, he doesn't quote it here, but I saw recently, I believe it was the Orach L'Chaim on Pirkei Avos, the Orach L'Chaim said, Amad B'kulan means that not only did Avram withstand the test, but he was able to maintain his composure. That he wasn't in a state of Bilbul Hadas, he was able to maintain the proper mindfulness, to be Omid B'nisayon, to not be shaken by it, not just to pass the test, but to pass it with great chayin, and with great confidence, and to be able to do it in a way that would be a model for all Jews in the future. To be able to take the test head on and to recognize that this is a growth opportunity and not, God forbid, anything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing to try to break me. That all of the levels that Avram attained in this world were all through what? Through the willingness to undergo those very difficult tests. And again, to carry himself with great charm, and to do so with tremendous grace. That again was a hallmark of my wife's grandmother, a woman who carried herself with a pashtus, a simplicity, but a holy simplicity, and someone who saw the world with a tremendous clarity. There was a certain amida, a certain depth that comes again from a life of sometimes very great difficulties, and the ability to appreciate, to rise above it, and to be lifted by it, and to appreciate in a profound way the good things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has provided for you, even though there are many struggles that we all encounter along the way. V'chein Isa b'medrash on the pasuk v'elokim nisas Avram, the medrash comments on the pasuk that describes Avram on the way to the Akedah. And Hashem tested Avraham. Shemiv yalzeh maimer akasuv. The medrash quotes the pasuk in Tehillim in the 60th chapter. Nasata li're'echa nes lehisnosis. What's a nes lehisnosis? That those who fear God, that those who are meant to be Hashem's beloved ones, they're given a nisayon in order to what? To be lifted up. A nes means a banner. But a banner, a nes, is also milashon nisayon. And a nisayon achar nisayon, nes lehisnosis. One nisayon after another nisayon. Ovrim tadri nisyonos, that they're constantly undergoing difficulties. V'chein nes hu lashon gedula. But a nes, again, is a source of pride. Becomes a banner. He says it's like a nes hazesh shel svina. It's like the flag that waves high from the top of the ship. Shugavoa ma'od v'nira l'marachok, that identifies the ship from a great distance, or to use a more modern secular mashal, like a championship banner that hangs from the rafters. Bishvil nesoson u'legadlan ba'olam, it's a sign of tremendous pride. This is our symbol. This is our sign. This is who we identify with. So too, a Jew is defined by the nisyonos that we face in this world, and the ability to raise that banner. A nes means a banner. A nisayon becomes a hallmark, a banner, of pride for the individual who's able to overcome that nisayon. So what is the Torah revealing to us? Why do I need to know? I mean, it's very, again, historically interesting to know that there was a cloud by day and a fire by night. But says the Slanim Rabbi, this is much more than just an interesting historical account of what it looked like camping in the wilderness. This is teaching us the very nature of the Seder HaChayim Shal Yehudi. Chayim HaRetzufim Nisayon Acher Nisayon. When life presents one Nisayon after another Nisayon. And again, we don't ask for Nisayonos. In fact, we daven in Shmona Esrei that we shouldn't have Nisayonos. We daven in our Birchas HaShachar that we shouldn't have Nisayonos. But at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what we can handle. And we should see it again as a source of pride and joy. Nasata lire'echa, nesli hisnosis. And that allows a Jew, again, Yisov b'nei Yisrael, to move forward in one's avodas Hashem. That's the first lesson from the Pasuk. Uvayom hakim es mishkan, the Anan by day, and the Mare Eish by night. And then he offers a second lesson in the avodas Hashem, which I think is also extremely important. And I actually had a very, very heartfelt conversation with a young man this week, who is confessing to me and lamenting the fact that he feels that he's feeling a bit stuck in his avodas Hashem. He's not living up to his own self-imposed expectations, and he feels that he's not moving forward, and it pains him. And I tried to be there for him and to try to just hear him out and to encourage him. I hadn't yet seen this piece from the Nesivos Shalom, but I kind of wish I had, because this really answers in some ways the what is the avodah when we're feeling a little bit stuck. Is it always the right time to be moving forward in the avodas Hashem? Or is there a time for a Jew to just continue to do the best that he can and not necessarily feel tremendous growth, but to take pride in knowing that I'm living a life of avodas Hashem, that I'm still davening and I'm still learning, and it doesn't feel as geschmack, it doesn't feel as meaningful as maybe it did a week before, or a month before, or a year before, but I'm able to make that commitment of Nasa v'nishma to do what Hashem asks of me, despite the fact that I'm not so into it. And it doesn't feel so great. So says the Slanim Rebbe, that's also hinted to in our Pasuk. Od merum is a parsha zu al derech avodas Hashem. Dinei b'chayiv shal Yehudi, yesh zmanim me'irim v'yesh zmanim chashuchim. Again, in the life of a Jew, we used the mashal before of ups and downs, but the same thing is true. There's light times and there's dark times. There's periods of illumination and there's periods of darkness. Val Yehudi ladas shechashecha ka'ora hakol ba'ashkach elyona. It's never by chance. Again, the cardiogram is reading very precisely what you're feeling in your heart, the emotions of the heart, and the image that science is able to reflect of the heart is so much a spiritual image of the ups and downs of the life of a Jew, the Elios and the Eridos, the Me'av and Yimei Sinot, to use the language of Rabbeinu Tam, the times when things are clicking and things are working, and the times where everything seems to be on hold, and the ability to move forward seems to be constantly blocked at every turn. Just like a person has a certain seder, there's a certain way that a Jew acts when he's able to tap into that light, what the Svarim sometimes refer to as godless hamochin, where the mind is in an elevated state, as opposed to katnus hamochin, when a person feels small-minded and unable to move ahead. And when the cloud covers over the Mishkan, when a person is going through a period of cloudiness, it's not a time for a person to want to move forward. It's a time for a person to play defense. It's a time for a person to hold on to his place and to not slip, God forbid, further downward. It's not a time, he says very clearly, we're listening to one of the great voices of our times. Again, he passed away already close to 18 years ago, the Nesivos Shalom. Right? We're talking about a person who understood some of the modern-day nesionos, how much the world has changed in the last 20 years. But okay, Afal Pichin, he was a person who understood it. He understood it very, very well when he was alive. And he understood that feeling, that emotional feeling of a Jew who wants to move forward and can't. And he says, right, there's a time and a place to move forward, and there's a time and a place to hold one's position. Kamaimra Akasav, he explains beautifully, Haksil b'choshech holech. The fool walks in darkness. It's a pasuk in Koheles, Perek Beis. Haksil rotzagam b'choshech lios holech. So he explains so interestingly. A foolish person wants to walk ahead, he wants to move ahead in the darkness. There's not, a person shouldn't walk in the dark, you're going to get hurt. Right? So I'll respond to the Nesivos Shalom. a pasuk that I like very much in Yeshaya Perek Tes, pasuk Aleph, Ha'am ha'holchim b'choshech ro or gadol, which the tzaddikim say that there is a time and a place to push through the darkness, walk through the dark until you come to the light. Okay, that may also be true. It's a different perspective what the Navi Yeshaya is revealing to us. But Shlomo HaMelech, the wisest of men, said, only a fool walks in the darkness. When it's dark, it's a time not to move ahead. It's a time to, as Chazal say, in describing the brothers of Yosef being sent by Yaakov, you know, as they're traveling, one of the things that he reminds them, Al tirgazu baderech, make sure you make it into the city before dark. You shouldn't be out on the road at night. It's much more dangerous to travel at night. So therefore, haksil, a foolish person, rotzagam b'choshech lios holech, wants to always be moving forward, wants to always feel that he's advancing, even in the dark times. Hacha emes she'efsher lios holech b'choshech. That's not the avoda. That's not what that particular time period calls for. When a person is going through a dark time, when a person is going through a period of katnus amochin, when a person is feeling uninspired, the avoda is nasa v'nishma, to just keep doing what a Jew is supposed to do, and to be guarded and not to slip downwards. It's not a time for forward motion. That's not how Klal Yisrael travel in the Midbar, and it's not how we should be traveling in our personal lives and in our personal Mishkan. Be'ez sha'anan mechasa, ve'yehudi sharoi behester v'cheshkus, when a Jew is covered over, and he's sitting in the dark. Ha'yehud v'atafkir oz yachanu b'nei Yisrael v'lo Yisrael. It's a time to camp. It's not a time to move ahead. She'yekabla sanhaga al-yona shakadosh baruch hu rotsu mimenu ata, she'avdenu mitoch hester panim. What Hashem is asking of you in that moment is that you should be able to, again, to hold your ground, to hold on to your position, to be a shomer, to be a guard, to hold your position. That's the avoda in that moment, turning the page. But it's not the time for a Jew to push forward. That's not the avoda, that's not what's being asked from you, in that moment. Okay, skipping to the final paragraph of the piece. And this notion, again, of dealing with the dark clouds, of knowing how to navigate the dark clouds, when to push through the dark clouds, when to retreat and to play defense, and to not feel frustrated by the fact that, what do you mean? A person's supposed to always be growing and moving ahead. Yes, for the most part, that's a true statement. But there's a time and a place for a person to be human and to understand that part of the human experience is what is being able to just hold one's position. And not slipping backwards is also a tremendous accomplishment. It takes tremendous strength, as the Piazetz Rebbe so beautifully described in his diary in the Tzav Aziras, of a person standing in a raging river and being able to hold his ground takes tremendous strength. It's not a person who's being passive, God forbid, about his Avodas Hashem. And that's really, generally, without sharing this idea, this insight from Koheles, but that's generally what I told this high school student earlier this week, that, you know, you can't be so tough on yourself. There's a time to move ahead, and there's a time to just take tremendous pride in the fact that you got up this morning and you davened and you're learning Torah. You're not feeling it as much as you'd like to. And I promise those feelings will return, God willing, very, very soon. But it's important for a Jew to understand that there's a time for camping and there's a time for traveling. Al pi Hashem yachinu, as the pasuk says, v'al pi Hashem yisau. In accordance with the Ratzon Hashem, a Jew camps, and in accordance with the Ratzon Hashem, a Jew moves forward. So he concludes the piece by again reminding us that interestingly, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu appears at Har Sinai, this is not just a Mishkan presentation, this is not just something we experience in our personal lives, but when God himself was transmitting the Torah to Klal Yisrael, in Shemos Perek Yutes, Hinei Anochi Ba'ai Lecha, how does Hashem appear at Har Sinai? How is Torah given over? Ba'av He'anon Ba'avor Yishma Am B'dabri Imach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want to speak to you from what? From amidst an av and anan through a dark cloud. Ki oz hayizman giluyim al yonu biyoser shakabalas haTorah. At a time of such unbelievable divine revelation, Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu legalos shegam bizman sheyachoshech ba'av ve'anan. Hashem says, right now you see me clearly, but I want you also to see me in an obscured way at the very same time. Because I want you to realize that that's part and parcel of Kabbalah haTorah. That in those moments of the pinnacle, he says, of choshech, of hanan, of thick dark clouds, yochel yehudi lasos etzratzon Hashem. I want you to makabel the Torah on those terms as well. It parallels very beautifully the nasa v'nishma, along with the kaf aleim harkagigis. Again, that duality, that strange paradoxical image, on the one hand of Jews so badly wanting to accept the Torah, and at the same time forcing ourselves to accept the Torah. Because there's days when I want it, and there's days when I need to force myself just to do what I'm supposed to do and to take pride in that. To not feel burdened by it, to not feel frustrated by the lack of forward motion, but again, to just do the best that I can. V'zeo perish, hine anochi ba'elecha ba'av ha'anan ba'avur yishma'am b'dabri imach. So that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to Klal Yisrael. I want you to recognize that as I'm speaking to you at Kabbalah Satorah, part of the message that I want you to hear is I want you to hear that what? That there's a time of giloy, there's a time of clarity, and there's a time of Hester Panim. Sheyedu Klal Yisrael shegam ba'av ha'anan diburi imach. That at a time of darkness, at a time of clouds, I want you to continue to know that what? That I'm still speaking to you. That I'm 100% still speaking to you, I'm still connecting to you, and I want you to know that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. V'lo yachshu shebizman Hester, HaKadosh Baruch Hu misrachik. Not to feel that what? That in the times of Hester, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has abandoned us. He quotes from one of the earliest Lanim Rebbe's, the Beis Avram, or maybe the Birchas Avram, it's abbreviated here, the Beis Aleph, I'm not sure. The Birchas Avram and the Beis Avram were earlier rabbis of Slanim. I imagine he's quoting, the truth is I'm not sure. I have seen him quote this before, but I'm not sure who he's quoting. Probably the Beis Avram, but I'm not 100% sure. He quotes, U'moshe nigash ala rafel asher sham Elokim. It says, the Pasuk describes also by Kabbalah Satorah that Moshe approached the darkness, the Arafel, asher sham Elokim. So the Slanim Rebbe, one of the earlier tzaddikim of Slanim, pointed out that there's three different descriptions of darkness, each one darker than the next. There's Choshech, which is just the general darkness. There's Anan, which is a thick dark cloud. And then there's Arafel. Arafel means really, really, really dark. Really, really, really dark. The Kashem Mikulam Arafel Shu Chashecha Mu'uva, it's a thick darkness. The way we picture Choshech, the way the Midrashim describe Choshech, in terms of the Makkah of Choshech. So says the Beis Avram, the Birchas Avram, again, I'm not sure. Just to point out, the Slanim Rebbe was the son-in-law of the Birchas Avram. So again, I'm not sure, but the Lav Dafka, that means he's quoting him. I'm not sure. I'm more inclined to think he's actually quoting the Beis Avram. But either way, one of the tzaddikim of Slanim explained that Moshe nigash al arafel asher sham Elokim. Moshe approached what? It wasn't only Choshech al Kabbalah Satorah. And it wasn't only Anan. It was the thickest of darkness called Arafel. That Moshe says, I want to teach the Jewish people that it's possible to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu even in a state of Arafel. Again, my wife's grandmother was a person who saw some of that ultimate Arafel that Klal Yisrael saw in the earlier part of her life, from the darkest periods in modern Jewish history. And yet she was able to emerge from that to be able to find light in all of it. K'mayim ra'akasav, as it says in Malachim Aleph, Hashem amar lishkon ba'arafel. That HaKadosh Baruch, an amazing pasuk in Malachim Aleph, Hashem amar lishkon ba'arafel. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes dwells in Arafel, and Hashem allows us to encounter Him, and to dwell with Him, and to meet Him, to have an authentic encounter in Avodas Hashem, even in a state of Arafel. V'zohi derech Avodas Hashem, hanalmedes v'parsha zu. So here are two very, very fundamental ideas that we take from this week's parsha. Again, psukim which may superficially seem a little bit hard to understand. What's the lesson for us, other than to just paint an image of what it looked like in the Midbar? It's so much more than that. Again, first and foremost, his first yesod, that a person who wants to build a personal mishkan is going to encounter clouds and fire. Clouds representing Hester Panim, a certain concealment of God. Eish representing the fiery desire of the Yetzer Hara, which flares up particularly by night. And the ability for a Jew to navigate those and to actually grow from those nisyonos, with the very word nisayon milashon nes, a banner that's able to be lifted up high, that Avram Avinu was able to become Amad Bekulan, he became who he was because of the nisyonos that he faced in his lifetime. And again, the second yesod, which is that there's times to move ahead and there's times to hold one's place. And only a ksil, only a foolish person walks all the time in the dark. There's a time to not travel at night. There's a time to just rest and to try to, again, to not slip backwards, and to realize that even in that darkness, as long as I can try to be the best that I can be, I'm able to encounter Hashem in that place. And that was the lesson of Har Sinai, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to give us the Torah, on the one hand, again, hearing the voice of Hashem with unbelievable clarity, but at the same time, Hashem says, Ba'av ha'anan, bavor yishma'am bedabri imach. I want you to know that I can also speak to you from an anan, Whereas Moshe even understood further, even Moshe Nigash al HaRafel, the darkest of clouds. Hashem Amar Lishkon Barafel, as it says in Malachim Aleph. Amir Hashem, we should be able to live these lessons. Again, not to face too many nisyonos in our life, and not to feel too stuck in our life, but again, to know that the nisyonos are there to help us to grow, and that those moments where we're not able to move ahead, Al Pi Hashem Yisau, as much as we'd like to travel by the voice of Hashem, but let's have the confidence, Al Pi Hashem Yachanu, to know how to camp in accordance with the Ratzon Hashem as well. Wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos.